Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I get emails, a lot of emails, and you know that one of my favorite things to do is to come on here and tell you about some of the crazier emails I get. And you know, we all get spam emails. And so some of the most common ones that we get, I'm not going to bring them out here because I know you get them too. But every now and then I get a new one or something happens that makes me think that one is more interesting or intriguing than some others. So I take a look at them. And I got two I want to talk about right now. One of which I got a couple days ago. And it says to the Leto's Law account team. The account team. You're looking at the team. I'm the team captain. I'm the team leader. I'm the heart and soul of this team. I am the team. Leto's Law account team. To steve@letoslaw.com. Subject, unusual email activity detected. I've mentioned before that letoslaw.com is a website I've had for quite some time. And my people that I use for letoslaw.com, my email server, is just a guy I know. It's a friend of mine. And so he's been letting me use his company for the longest time. When I have problems, I can call and speak to somebody. And if they ever have an issue, they can call me and speak to me. That's the beauty of having a one-man team. Subject, unusual email activity detected. And the funniest thing of all, of course, is that the from line, the email address is k43kg98637.plz3z98637.2pkvg21 at sv363xserver.jp. So I don't know about you, but the people who run my web server aren't in Japan, and that's not their name, K43KG98637, etc. So it says, to Steve Leto, unusual email activity detected, security updates, period. Urgent attention needed now. We detected something unusual about your account. Uh-oh. Your email address has been used to spam other email accounts, thereby has been flagged for permanent removal from the cPanel webmail. Satellite, uplink now. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. If this was not you, revalidate your email address, then wait for a response from our security support team. Now, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. I know that everyone knows what's going on here. It's somebody who wants to get into my account. And so they sent me this hoping I'm going to log in and go, oh, here's my name, here's my email, here's my password. Help me. And they're going to be able to go in very quickly. They can then change my password and they have access to all my emails and I don't. And then there's a button that says revalidate your account and you hover the cursor over it and it says it'll take you to, I'm not making this up, datarecoveryinmumbai.in. Datarecoveryinmumbai.in. Now, I don't know about you, but again, my email server is not being handled by a company called Data Recovery in Mumbai.in. So then down below it says, to continue receiving our emails, add us to your address book. Sure, K43KG98637.PLZ3Z. Yeah, I'm going to add you to my address book. So there's all kinds of problems with this email. But like I said, it's what we call a phishing expedition, a phishing expedition. And in this context, you spell fish with a PH for some odd reason. And they want me to foolishly give them my password for my email account so they can then go in and take control of it and do whatever they want to do with it, which I didn't do. But you should be aware of that. The next email I got was allegedly from Amazon Prime. Now, I will admit to you, I use Amazon. Amazon also sells products of mine. You can buy most of my books off of Amazon. So, you know, I work with them, for them. You know, I mean, I provide products for them, you know, in a roundabout way. And I also buy from them. So Amazon is not unknown to me. So I got this email and it says, subject, update your account with Amazon. It says, please verify your account before 24 hours or your account will be permanently locked. And then locked is spelled with two sets of EDs, so it's locketed. Update your account with Amazon. Now, what's funny is, and this is one of those things that I'm kind of amazed by, is that if you send out millions of emails at random that are time sensitive, and you say things like, your account has just expired or that deposit you just made. If you send out millions of them, you're bound to hit somebody who just made a deposit or somebody who has an account. And guess what? I got this email the day after I renewed my Amazon Prime. And so for a fraction of a second, I thought, oh, I just renewed. And I thought it was the Amazon Prime saying, thank you for renewing email, which I also got. But when I looked at it closely, it says from Jaron Inhofer, J-M-A-N with a series of numbers at yahoo.com. I doubt that Amazon uses a yahoo.com email address. And likewise, they sent this to the wrong address for me. I've got two email addresses, one I use for Amazon, one I use for other stuff. They sent it to the wrong one. And then it says, subject, update your account Amazon, not update your Amazon account. And again, it's this bad English that's often a flag, and I find it amusing. Please verify your account before 24 hours or your account will be permanently locketed. Now, why would Amazon lock me from ever buying from them if I don't re-verify my account in 24 hours? It doesn't make any sense. So I guess the first test for any email you get, you should ask yourself, does this email make any sense? And down below it says, begin forwarded message from Amazon Prime. Oh, okay. And then in the parenthetical where it shows the address, came from, currently moth qualified 67476033com.com. Yeah, that sounds like Amazon. And then it says again, please verify your account for 24 hours or your account will be permanently locketed. Yahoo spam. And then they say, if you want to respond to this, you respond to trustme.support111@serviceeee.com, which again doesn't sound like Amazon, but who knows? Jeff Bezos might be doing things unusual. And then down below it says, please update your payment information. Amazon Prime. Dear customer, your Amazon Prime membership is set to renew on May 21st, 2020. And like I said, they were close. They were within a couple days. However, we've noticed that the card associated with your Prime membership is no longer valid. I hate when that happens. To update the default card or choose a new one for your membership, comma, please find the document attached and follow the on-screen instructions. Please find the document and follow the on-screen instructions. Which is it? Do you want me to look at a document or follow on-screen instructions? To prevent interruption of your benefits, we will try charging other active cards associated with your Amazon account if we can't charge your default card. If we can't process the charge for your membership fee, your Amazon Prime benefits will be suspended. Sincerely, the Amazon Prime team. And then down below, for some odd reason, it's repeated again. Dear customer, your Amazon Prime membership is set to renew. And then it says that all of this is going to happen and your account will be permanently locketed. And you have to understand that Amazon is simply a big store. It's an online store. And you can set up an account there. And they will store your credit card if you ask them to. And then you can sign up for Amazon Prime, which is a service. And if you sign up for the service, it's a year-long membership. And at the end of the year, they'll ask you, do you want to renew this or not? You can set it to auto-renew if you want to. And so if your membership lapsed because the card was bad, they'd send you a notice and say, by the way, your membership has lapsed. You need to renew your card if you want to renew your membership. And they wouldn't lock you out permanently for your failure to update your card quickly. Because when your membership lapses, they would just, shut it off. You don't get anything extra from them because you didn't immediately re-up your card. But again, besides the fact that none of it makes sense, they put that urgent information in the urgent calls to action. You must do this quickly. You're about to be locked out. You're about to lose this. We're about to charge this. You know, this is going to happen permanently. It's on your permanent record, 0.0. No. And so, again, I know you know this. I know this. But we all know the people who don't. And I keep toying with the idea. I can't say who it was, but it was someone directly related to me. If we did a family tree, okay, one branch, boom, you hit someone related to me, that closely to me. Called me and said, Steve, I got this frightening email. I said, what is it? And they said, and they started reading this email to me. And it's the email that says, we've hacked into your account. We've been monitoring your activities for the last 90 days. And we now control your email. We now control your computer. We now have all this information on you. If you don't pay us so much money in Bitcoin, we're going to turn all this information over to all your friends, neighbors, and relatives. And I had to say to this person, it's a hoax. Just delete the email. And the person said back to me, but they say they're going to do all these things to me. And I said, no. I got that email. I've gotten that email a dozen times. Everyone I know has gotten that email a dozen times. I said, I'm surprised this is the first time you've got this email. And they said to me, well, I don't check my email that often. Plus, I don't get that much email. And this is somebody who's a latecomer to the internet and doesn't use it for a whole lot of stuff. And actually just recently discovered that you can email photographs to other people over the internet. Did you know that? And this person said back to me, well, why do they do this? And I said, because what they do is they get millions of email addresses and they send this exact same email to millions of people. And if 1% of 1% respond, they make money. And email is so easy to send that they can send a million just as easily as they can send 100. They've got programs that just do that all day long. That's all they're doing. I said, I get this one so often that I recognize the first sentence. I just delete it. You know, they said, what do I do? I said, delete it. They said, what happens next? I said, if you get any response to that, please call me back. Let me know. No call back. A couple weeks later, I said, by the way, did you ever hear? No, never heard again. I said, well, what'd I tell you? Sometimes you can actually believe the stuff I tell you, but I digress. So again, I find these emails amusing. I hope you do too. And this is a reminder that you know the people who have to be told to look at the emails, learn how to read where they're actually from, look at the header information, hover the cursor over something before clicking on it to see if it shows up as being what it's supposed to be. And if it's not, don't respond. And if you get an email that says you must immediately do this, step away from your computer and call somebody. Ain't nothing in this world that happens so quickly, so vitally, so importantly that you have to respond to an email immediately. What if you hadn't opened your email today, right? Don't click on it. No. You see an email, you have a question, put the mouse down, step away from your computer, and call somebody that you know understands computers and ask them. And make that offer to the people in your life. Tell them that. I had to explain to the person I just told you. If anything like this happens again, call me. I'll walk you through it. It'll only take 2 or 3 phone calls. And eventually they'll figure it out. The same way they figure it out, you can send pictures by email. Imagine that. Who'd have thought that ever be possible? Questions or comments, put them below. There's a talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Yesterday, I played a blank tape at full blast. The mime next door went nuts.